Okay. All right. Back East, he's a senior writer for USA Today, and I love talking baseball, Pat. We both do.
Yeah.
With Paul White. Paul, good afternoon for you back East. Good morning for us still here on the West Coast.
Hey,
how
Paul.
Are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Well, we're doing fine. We're doing fine, and a happy Memorial Day weekend to you. And I know you're near the nation's capital. I imagine back in Washington, it is a very special weekend for people.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of a weird thing. I mean, they have a really big ceremony here this weekend. It's called Rolling Thunder, where all the veterans and motorcycles come in. And it's really pretty moving experience, kind of takes over the whole town.
Well, all right, Paul, let's get right to it with you. We're going to head into the one-third mark of the season this Wednesday, which is the 54th game. Let's talk again as we like to catch up. Surprises, you know, you're in first place by Memorial Day. 65% of the teams make the playoffs. It is an indication you played about 50 games, 54 games of what you got. Let's take a look at some of the division races, maybe the closest to call. Where do you go the closest race to call right now?
Oh, I think it's the American League East. I see a lot of those teams, but everywhere I go, people say to me, oh, we just don't know about our team. We're not doing this right. We're lacking here. We don't feel comfortable with this. And I said, so does everybody else in your division. Nobody's happy. You know, and they're all going through struggles. And when somebody finally puts it back together, I think they can walk away with this division, but I'm not sure anybody can. I still say Tampa Bay's probably got the most talent if all their pitchers are out there. Other than that, I mean, Boston, as we feared for them, the magic is gone. It's not the same as it was last year. That clubhouse is quiet. There's no life in there. It's very different, and they all know they're lacking something.
Boy, what about the Toronto Blue Jays? And I haven't seen the score of the A's today.
Zeros. It's not at a zero last I saw about 5 minutes ago. So,
how about the Blue Jays? Can they hang in this thing, Paul?
Well, they can if everybody else lets them. They might be the team that's playing closest to what they should play. They're probably a better than 500 team if all these things are going well. I saw John Gibbons, their manager, last week. We talked about it. He says, my pitching still scares me. We walk too many guys. Our bullpen gives up leads. You know, that's their version of woe is us. And I think there is a lot of that with them. But if nobody's going to play better than 540 or 550 ball in that division, then, yeah, they got a real shot.
Boy, wow, interesting. Paul White with us, USA Today. Let's jump. Well, before we go to the National League, the Giants play the Central in the American League. We've got Minnesota in here on the verge. Who knows what will happen today of a second consecutive sweep against the Central. Then the fun begins with the White Sox, with Kansas City and with Detroit, teams that are obviously a little better than Cleveland and Minnesota. But handicap a little bit of the AL Central for us and how good Detroit is and what we should expect with the White Sox and Kansas City as they meet the Giants a little further down the road.
Well, if you guys thought the Giants went through stretches the last few years where they didn't hit home runs, where do you see Kansas City? They're on pace to be the worst home run hitting team in, I don't know, close to 30 years.
Wow.
There's no pop there. They've got some good young arms. If you get to see Yordano Ventura, spectacular electric arm, good bullpen. These guys just come out firing. If they score enough, they can stay close. The White Sox are just the opposite. Jose Abreu turned that team around. They need him back in the lineup. Adam Eaton, the top of the order, is a great catalyst. Huge difference in that clubhouse. But they can't pitch, especially out of the bullpen. So that's Detroit's division. Detroit is such head and shoulders above everybody else in that division. As long as they play the way they should, they'll walk away with it.
All right, Paul White with us. Pat, let's jump over to the NL Central, because after this week, Paul, the Giants get a strong dose of the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cincinnati Reds, and both all of a sudden they're starting to win, and the Reds pitching is kicking it a little bit, some injuries there. But the Cardinals, defending National League champions. What should we expect next weekend? Cardinals, Giants, Reds, Giants.
Yeah, you should have played them about a month ago, both of them. They were kind of beat up. They were kind of doubting themselves, and you're right. They're both coming around. The Cardinals have depth. They're going to add more. We'll see Oscar Tavares being out there real soon. The Reds pitching, with Chapman back in the bullpen and Sean Marshall in there, all of a sudden their roles are kind of back the way they should be. The Reds still have some offensive issues. Bruce has been out, he's back. Votto's out. They still are. I think, a little bit vulnerable. But, you know, Milwaukee's coming back to earth. And, you know, I told some people back there, the only thing Milwaukee's hot start did was give them a cushion so they can finish ahead of the Cubs.
Yeah, Paul White, USA Today. Yeah, Ryan Braun can't get healthy. And Ivani Gallardo, who I've always respected, just can't seem to get a win. And today with the Cardinals and the Reds, you have an outstanding matchup, Wainwright and Leake. In the NL West.
How about Wainwright and Cueto? That would be one I'd like to
that'd
see.
You may see that. You may see that. Paul, yesterday I was talking to Marty and our friend Jim Cozumore, and I said over in the NL West, with the Giants playing such dynamite ball, the two teams behind him, who poses the greatest threat over the second third of the year or season and going forward, Rockies or Dodgers? What say you?
I say the Dodgers. I mean, you know, the Dodgers have all sorts of issues, and we know about it. But you know what? The sheer weight of the talent there probably overcomes a lot of things that go on in that clubhouse and guys that aren't happy and who knows what, you know, whatever's going on with the SLC in a given week. You know, there's just so much talent there. I think the Rockies, for me, even though the Brewers started so well, I think the Rockies, for me, are the biggest positive surprise in the National League. I wonder if they can maintain that from the pitching side. Tulowitzki's having an MVP year right now. Cargo's obviously great. But Arenado, I don't know if people realize how good this guy is. That's a huge loss for them.
Well, the superlatives, MVP you touched on a little bit, Cy Young, even Manager of the Year. Any at the one-third poll, as I say, we'll be there on Wednesday. Any thoughts on those races and what we're sort of looking at?
Well, I think right now, if he has to do MVP in the next league, I think Tulowitzki is just a runaway. American League, I think it changes every day. A week ago, if you asked me, I would have said Jose Bautista. Asked me today, I'll say Victor Martinez, and I'll probably change my mind.
Wow.
If Baltimore wins three in a row, I'll say Nelson Cruz, you know. So I think that's really wide open there. You just mentioned a Cueto-Wainwright matchup. That's probably 1-2 in the Cy Young race in the National League right now. Those are the two best guys out there. I think the American League's pretty wide open. You know, everybody's all hot on Tanaka, and he's been great. Mm. But I'll tell you what, Garrett Richards at Anaheim has been amazing, and one of the reasons all of a sudden that team's a playoff team.
Wow. See, I didn't even know that. Paul, this is why you're here. This is why you're the expert. I didn't realize it, Garrett. In a million years, I wouldn't have said that about Garrett.
Garrett Richards leads the majors in best OPS against right now.
Wow. Huh. All right. Hey, you know, what about the Giants? And again, I see, as Pat pointed out to me, someone or Alex Pavlovich, Buster Olney's got him up there. And USA Today, I don't know where the Giants rank there. But are they getting the recognition now? Because they don't have anybody who's going to be an MVP. They don't have any Cy Young. They have a closer who could have 50 saves.
What about All-Stars? Maybe Pagan?
Who knows?
That's about it, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's why they're so good. You know what? I picked them to win the World Series when the season started. I still think they're the best team in the National League because they are deep and they're well-rounded and they know how to win. I think Paul might have the best manager in the game. And they're a team. And that's why they should win that division. You know, they did more things for the offense. I think the Michael Morris addition, no, he's not an all-star, but he's what they needed in that lineup right now. And now they don't have to dominate you with starting pitching. It's still pretty good, but they don't have to be dominant. And I just think it goes back to how they won those two World Series. And somebody in the Giants organization said to me after game one against the Tigers in the World Series, oh, yeah, we're going to out-baseball this team. Well, they're going to out-baseball the National League West.
All right, well, very good. Hey, we had a very good discussion yesterday. Paul White is with us today from USA Today with Barry Bloom of MLB.com. And, you know, if anything's going on in MLB, Bud Selig, he sneezes, and Barry Bloom says, God bless you. So,
right.
But this commissioner thing is getting to be very interesting with Jerry Reinsdorf chiming in. Apparently he doesn't like what Bud Selig did, and call him transparent. What could happen here, commissioner-wise? And I suggested yesterday to Barry, and I'll say it to you, and you can answer it, that maybe it would be a head guy, like the king, and then underneath he would delegate to Joe Torre, to maybe Manfred, and maybe Bob Bowman, for the three branches of Major League Baseball, labor, the TV radio side, and the baseball side. What's going to happen in this commissioner thing?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen, and I think You know, there's a level of arrogance with Bud that he's done a great job over the years of hiding, I think, from the general public. I think other owners know about it. Those of us in the media who have crossed him along the way are certainly aware of that level of arrogance. He's once called me on the phone to argue about something. He said, you know, I can do anything I want. I said, oh, really? Okay. Thank you. And I think that's what Jerry, you know, I think Jerry Reinsdorf is like, look, I've helped prop you up for 30 years. Stop it. You know, we're going to do this the right way. And I think this is going to get very, very interesting. And we're going to find out who's really been running baseball for the last several decades.
Well, as Mel Brooks said, it's good to be king.
Yeah, that's right.
That's one of the great lines. Pat, one of the great lines from a movie, Mel Brooks, it's good to be king.
I don't even know that one, Marty. Oh. I'm a movie guy. I apologize.
History of the world. I think it's
okay. You got to be an old movie guy.
Yeah. Well, you have to enjoy Mel Brooks, and it's a period piece.
True. Right.
And he is, I think, king of France or something.
Okay.
It's an interesting scene. Let's put it that
way. Right.
That was History of the World Part 2, right?
Right. That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's
exactly
right. Hey, Paul, Memorial Day for you. Are you going to be at a ball game, or what's up for you this weekend?
My son, it's a holiday weekend. My son's in the soccer tournament, and we're sitting here waiting for the semifinals to start.
All right. Now, this has been going on for a number of years with the travel team with your son. I bring it up because the World Cup is starting. Is he on the World Cup team or not?
Nah, he's a 13. Yeah, I might have to wait for the next one.
All right.
No, it's a lot of fun, but we're a ways from that yet.
All right. Hey, always enjoy having you on, and you've enlightened me on Garrett Richards, and that's very interesting. But this, and also about Kansas City, because I saw Ventura pitch and James Shields. Those are two formidable pitchers. Danny Duffy, right, Bruce? Paul?
Yeah, Duffy's finally got it together. Yeah, and that bullpen is lights out. Look out.
Yeah, this is going to be an interesting interleague. After these six with Minnesota and Cleveland are over with, it's going to be fun to see it. So have a great weekend, and I appreciate you taking the time to call us.
Thanks, Paul.
Anytime, Marty.
All right, that is Paul White. Isn't he great, USA Today?
Yeah, he's sharp. He's got the overall baseball scene nailed down, locked down, ready to rock. And, hey, Marty, you asked him about the Memorial Day scene in Washington. Yeah.
Yeah,
the Rolling Thunder is a big deal where a lot of vets on their motorcycles come in and they got the glass packs rocking. It is loud, and they let their presence known. And then they lay the wreath. At the naval shipyards, I think. They lay a wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And then they got the parade tomorrow. It's just a really, really interesting place to be this weekend.
Well, it should be.